Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Like always, it's me, Brandon. Unfortunately, Jay was really tired after work today, so I told him, hey, don't worry, I can do a solo episode. And to the reason why there's no camera footage today, I forgot to charge the cameras or the batteries. So, yeah, no audio or no visuals today, just audio and just a solo podcast. But thankfully, we did not have that much to go over today, so let's get started. Our next spotlight hour is going to be Trubbish, who can be shiny with the bonus of times 2 catch XP. And our next spotlight hour is going to be Tapu Bulu, who can be shiny and will know Nature's Madness if caught. And our next event is going to be Best Buy Community Day. It's going to be on Saturday, April 20th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time. Evolve it all the way up to Victory Bell for up to 5 hours after C-Day, and it will learn to move Magical Leaf. There's, like always with every C-Day, there's going to be a $1 USD ticket available. Now, the bonuses for Best Buy Community Day are going to be the following. 3x Catch Stardust, 2x Catch Candies. Trainers at level 31 and above will have a x2 chance to get XL Candy. Low Modules and Incense, not Daily Adventure, will last up to 3 hours. Snapshot Surprise. Okay, so the next two are going to be from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. One extra special trade and 50% less starters for trading. After 5 p.m., there are going to be 4-star raids that have Weeping Bell. If you beat it for up to 30 minutes after you beat it, within a 300-meter radius or 0.18 miles if you're in the States, Best Buy will spawn with the same shiny raid as Community Day. Then our next event is going to be on April 22nd from 10 a.m. to Friday, April 26th at 8 p.m. your local time. This is honestly probably one of my favorite events, and that is Sustainability Week. I don't know why. I've grown a fondness for Sustainability Week event every year. So the bonuses are going to be the following. Increased chance for your buddy to bring you souvenirs or presents. Your buddy will spend more time on the map when fed berries or parfums. And distance to own hearts will be halved. So instead of walking, I think it's typically 2 kilometers for a heart. So it's going to be 1 kilometer for a heart. Yeah, I think that's for all buddies. And then to get the candy, it varies, I think, if I remember correctly. I can look this up, but I'll do that another day. Alright, there's going to be a special 2-kilometer eggs. Pokemon hatched from these eggs will have a greater chance to be shiny than those found in the wild or from research. And the Pokemon are going to be the following. Combi, Dribble, Trubbish, Fungus, and Barnacle, who all can be shiny. Honestly, I love the 2-kilometer eggs for this selection. None of them are anything special, but I like the variety in like all of them. Got nothing bad to say about the 2-kilometer eggs. I honestly pretty like them and gonna look forward to this. Now, I wish this event had half egg distance, because I always love it whenever they have a good egg pull and they do half egg distance as a bonus. But hey, this is an awesome egg pull, so I'm okay. And it's 2-kilometer egg, so it's not gonna kill me to walk 2 kilometers. And there will also be a collection challenge that will get you starters and XP. And there will also be a showcase featuring the event themed Pokemon. For this event. Yeah, and that's it for the event. I had to double check you guys. But yeah, the only thing different is going to be field research. That will get you Combi, Dribble, Trubbish, and Barnacle. And if you're lucky, Fungus. So yeah, no special raids at the moment for this event. Just spawns and all that. Which I don't think is that bad. Now the only other thing I gotta go over is that we have entered the first part of the, I think it's technically called the Rediscover. Yeah, Rediscover Pokemon Go. So from now until May 5th, couple of times a week, or like maybe, so the next part is going to be 2 parts, and it's going to be released on April 22nd. But the first part of Rediscover Yourself, or Rediscover Pokemon Go, has happened. It's called Rediscover Yourself, and it's basically the changing of the, so the first part of Rediscover Pokemon Go is going to be Rediscover Yourself. And that's already taken effect. As many of you guys have noticed via Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, or whatever, that the avatars have changed. Some people like it, some people hate them. I'm indifferent to it. If anything, I just don't like the way my face looks now in Pokemon Go a little bit. But other than that, I'm indifferent to it. Could they improve it? Yeah. Are they probably going to improve it? Hopefully. I just seen a lot of people being negative about it, so I'm like, I don't want to talk about it because everybody's just been so negative about it, and I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. And then the next part of the Rediscover Pokemon Go is going to be Rediscover Your World and Rediscover Kanto. We have no information about either of those two parts, but it's going to happen on April 22nd, so the beginning of Sustainability Week. So my guess is we're going to have some Kanto spawns, like maybe Muk, Voltorb, Exeggutor, and maybe we'll have some regional spawns because we discover your world. Or that could also be, because I know they've been beta testing in other parts of the world and some other creators, or like people have gotten access to it. Well, the way the game looks, like the catching background and all that, is gonna look different, be a little more vibrant and all that. So that may be what happens when we discover your world, and then maybe we discover Kanto will give us Kanto spawns. I'm not too sure. We're going to have to wait to see and find out. And the only other event to really go over, it's not going to happen until next week. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday, but I'll just mention it. It's going to be Cleffa Hatch Day. So I'll go over more in detail over that next week. But Gonna be a Cleffa Hatch Day on Sunday, April 28th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time. Anyway, you guys, that's it for today's episode. Don't forget you guys can follow us on TikTok. Let's Go Pokemon TikTok for however long that lasts. Let's Go Pokemon Podcast on Instagram and YouTube. And Let's Go Pokemon Podcast wherever you find your podcast, you guys. Anyway, you guys have a good one. And we'll see you guys next time.